Joining me live in studio this morning is Ken Shibley and also Amy Moon. They are here to talk about Jumpstart Your Business, which is the annual course which will begin in the upcoming days. Ken, Amy, good morning to you both. Thanks for stepping in studio today. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Duke.
Morning, Duke. Good to see you.
Absolutely, you too. Ken, let's start with you. Jumpstart Your Business. It's been around for, what, a while now, right?
This is year number 12.
Number 12. Awesome. So tell us, what is Jumpstart Your Business?
So the Jumpstart program is designed to help both budding entrepreneurs and folks who already own their own business. It's designed to give a good basic knowledge of all of the different challenges that not only can occur, but do occur in starting and running a business. So we've got 8 classes. Start out with banking, then we've got accounting, there's writing a business plan class, there's a financials class, building your business, business structure, which is the legal aspects of your business, customer service, and sales and marketing. So local business leaders, business owners teach all of the classes with the exception of the writing the business plan class. Rob Condi comes up from Rock Springs. Rob is with the Wyoming Small Business Development Center. The SBDC is an untapped resource in the state of Wyoming. Their sole purpose is to help small businesses. Unfortunately, they remain a secret, and we try to do what we can to make them a little less of a secret.
Sure. So this is an 8-week course then, correct?
Correct.
And it begins when, Ken?
The orientation, which kicks it off, will be a week from tonight, September 11th.
Perfect. And is it in Aetna again this year?
It is. It's at the Star Valley Community Complex in Aetna, and all the classes and orientation begin at 7 o'clock.
Perfect. Amy Moon, also in studio today. Amy, what's been your experience with this program as you've been able to watch and see businesses that have just started or soon will be starting, and what benefits do they get out of this?
Well, what I've discovered is there's a lot involved with running a business, and especially if you've never run your own business before, you may have sort of a rough idea, but you don't quite understand all the facets that go into that. And one of the comments we get a lot out of the program is people really are like, this is amazing. I never knew, you know, the things that I needed to know. We give them resources to be able to handle all the different things that need to be taken care of. And it's also for people who are currently business owners. You know, maybe they got into that business without any idea. They just loved doing what they wanted to do, and they just really wanted to get into it. And they got into it, and they're like, oh my gosh, why am I running into all these problems? And they come to the class, and they're like, oh, that's what I need to do. There's that solution. Here's where I can go. And that's what's great about this class, or this series of classes. And what I really like about it is that these series of classes can be geared for people who want to, for example, make jams and sell them at craft shows. We can explain the things you need to know so that you can be successful at that. This can explain how, if you want to run a large scale, a larger scale business with employees, and, you know, it's going to be like a legacy business, we can get you set up so that you can be successful in that kind of business as well. So it's for all types of businesses. It's not just for people who are, you know, entrepreneuring and, you know, trying to come up with the next big idea. It's for everybody and every kind of business.
And some of those things that you mentioned, Amy, there's some people that have been in business for multiple years that still have questions on some of those. And so, people that have already got an established business would probably benefit from this, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No. And things are always changing as well. And so, and I'm not saying, you know, we're not going to come up, you know, we aren't going to have all the latest tech here, but we can certainly get you in the direction. But, and people who are currently in business, sometimes it's good to have a reminder as well, you know, like, oh, that's right, that's why I did that before. Maybe I should get back to it, sort of thing.
Ken, how do people get involved with this? And do they just show up on the first night?
The best way is to call me at 307-880-4969. That way I can get the email address, I'll have your phone number, the type of business you're looking to start or are running. It helps us to prepare to know roughly how many people we're going to have show up for orientation, so we're not scrambling around setting up tables and chairs halfway through orientation because five more people just walked in the door.
Sure. And is there a cost associated?
No cost at all. Everybody who's involved in the program, from Amy and myself through all the presenters for the classes, are volunteers. Almost all of our presenters for the classes have been involved in the program in some way from the very beginning. We have a couple of people who stepped in when the originals could no longer participate.
Excellent. Kent Scheible and Amy Moon in studio. Jumpstart your business, and the orientation is 1 week from today, correct?
Correct.
Next Wednesday. And again, that number for Ken to get it signed up and involved is 880-4969, 880-4969. If someone maybe can't attend a class here or there, or if they miss the orientation, how big of a deal is that?
Not a big deal at all. The program is set up so... we'll say you're an existing business owner and you feel that accounting is a weak spot for you. You're perfectly fine just coming to the accounting class. You can come to as few or as many of the classes as you'd like. You can start in the middle. You don't have to come to orientation to be eligible to come to any of the other classes.
Great. Amy, in the past, there's been some sort of business plan competition at the end of the course, right? You've had a winning business at the end. Is that the case this year?
Absolutely. No, every year. And it's not a critical part of the program, but it is something we like to throw in there. People work best when they're on a deadline and under pressure, and they're definitely going to get things done. So one of the things that's really tricky for a lot of businesses is writing a business plan. There's so many little details and dinky little things. You got to bum around with it. And so this, what the great thing about this little competition is it gives people that impetus to really push through and get that business plan completed. And how the competition works is that you will put together a business plan. You're going to write it up. You're going to put it in a nice little packet so it looks pretty. And then we give it to our judges, and our judges are going to read it. And then you give a presentation on your business. And these judges are going to watch it. They will have read your business plan, and they're going to watch your presentation. And of all the people who enter at the end, they choose a winner, and there is usually a cash prize for the winner, which is a little bit of an incentive to actually do the program or do the competition at the end.
Yeah, it gives you a little jump start, if you will, of cash flow for your business, right? Well, appreciate both of you coming in. Again, Jumpstart Your Business course begins a week from today on September 11th at the Star Valley Community Center in Etna. Contact Ken to get registered at 880-4960. Free to do so. I'll give you a chance to maybe mention a business that's gone through this program that might be recognizable. Is there one that comes to mind, either of you?
There is, Duke, but just a quick correction. You said 4960. It's 4969.
Oh, I had 9 written. I said 0. Thank you. 4969. Thank you. 4969.
A couple of businesses come to mind. Star Valley Irrigation and Western Skies Arts Gallery were both winners of the competition phase. They are both operating successful businesses, both actually out of Afton. Doug Monson of Western Skies Gallery is very, very active in the Star Valley community and in the Afton community. Star Valley Irrigation, Ryan and Amy Mackey. I talked with both of them earlier this summer, and Ryan was working holidays because they were so busy with startups.
Excellent. Thank you both for coming in. Ken Scheible and Amy Moon, anything we missed about this program you'd like to mention today?
The only other quick note is that to qualify for the competition phase, you are required to attend all the classes. And there is a business plan writing workshop that we throw in there to aid in that process.
All right. To get involved, contact Ken at 880-4969. 4969. And again, the course begins 1 week from today in Etna. Ken, Amy, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Duke.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning live in studio on the SBI Radio Network.